This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, our personal finance guru, Michelle Singletary, with answers for your questions in difficult times. First, Nebraska's good intentions gone astray. We're joined by Governor Dave Heineman. Governor Heineman, welcome to Day to Day.
Well, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to the discussion, Alex.
Well, here is what we're talking about. Your state has passed this safe haven law a few months ago, so parents who feel that they cannot care for their kids any longer are allowed to drop them at hospitals and other designated places without being charged with abandonment. And since then, you've been mocked on national TV because it's worked out a lot differently than expected. You're getting big kids. People are driving over from other states. How old are the kids that are being dropped off there?
Well, most of the kids who are being dropped off are teenagers, and that certainly wasn't the intent. No one wanted it to end up the way it has, and it's why yesterday I had a news conference with the legislative leadership, and we've agreed at the beginning of the next session that we will change it to reflect infants up to 3 days old.
So a baby up to 3 days old, you can, that's the intent of this legislation, help young parents maybe who are flustered and overwhelmed and feel like they might abandon their child otherwise.
Yeah, no one wanted to see a baby in a dumpster or anywhere else, and that was the original intent. And what happened, Senator changed the word infant to child, then that brought into play the laws of the state, set a child up to age 18. No one really envisioned it was going to happen. We wanted a safe haven law. We were the last state. And unfortunately, people have, in some ways, you might say, taken advantage of it. But we're going to get it corrected.
Well, let me ask you this, because a parent who is abandoning an older child or who wants to still has, you know, a pretty bad relationship with that kid, right? Here's a state senator, Tom White, Nebraska state senator, interviewed earlier for this program. This was a couple of months ago. Here he is.
If we got a parent that is so crazed that they will take their child to a hospital and tell them to get out of the car and go there, ask yourself how far away they are from hurting the child.
Governor, I mean, what about those kids?
Well, we want to help those kids, and that's why I also announced yesterday we're going to step up our awareness campaigns, the United Way 211 number that we have here in Nebraska, the National Boys Town Hotline, 800-448-3000. But again, what we want parents in those cases, talk to a friend, talk to another relative member, talk to a member of the clergy, ask for assistance, ask for help. We want to be there, but don't abandon your child.
What are you going to do about the teenage kids who already have been abandoned there and I guess are now your wards, aren't they?
Well, not in every case it's worked out that way. In fact, again, what happened in the case of the Iowa kid, as I recall, 24 hours later said, well, I was just really trying to teach the kid a lesson. So they've taken him back. We've returned the Michigan kid that came. A number of these families that have turned over their children, we've worked to get them back with another family member or whatever. So we do want to work with the families, but we just don't want them to use the safe haven law to get to this point.
Have you had a chance to speak with any of these kids?
No, I have not spoken to them personally. I know our people, Health and Human Services, have.
You just wonder what's going on there.
You do, and hey, we've got a son who's 23 years old. I know times can be challenging when they're teenagers or whatever, but safe haven was meant to be about infants. We're going to get that focus back there and then deal with this other issue throughout the legislative session, too.
You mentioned earlier that you're going to do this when the legislature reconvenes. That's January. What are you going to do until then? That's a couple of months off.
Well, I also said that if we needed a special session to make the change, I was prepared to do that. Here's our real challenge. If we get several more in from out of state or we get a large number within the state, we'll probably have to act sooner. We're all hoping we don't have to do that. This is compounded by a couple of issues. Our senators are citizen legislators, so I'd have to draw them away from their regular job. Secondly, we've got an election here in 2 weeks. That complicates it. And then after the election, the question becomes, well, should the new senators that are coming in be the ones to deal with it? So our hope is that, again, we're going to increase our awareness campaign. We're out there to help. Don't use a safe haven unless we're talking about an infant. But if none of that works, then I am prepared to call a special session.
Dave Heineman, he's governor of Nebraska with complications on the safe haven law there. Governor, thank you and good luck.
Thank you.